Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Good afternoon or morning, actually. How can I help you today?
Hi. Well, I noticed there was a charge of $59.89 for my checking account on May 3rd, and I didn't recognize it, so I called. And the young lady explained that I had entered a contest for a mixer for the kitchen, which I did not. So I would like the money refunded because I know nothing about this.
I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you. I will need a first pull up an account. Can I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about today? And I meant zip code, not the email. I apologize.
Oh, my zip code is 14456.
Can I have the first and last name, please?
Sheila Hunter.
Thank you, Ms. Hunter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm looking for you.
Okay.
Okay, can I have the shipping address, please, ma'am?
Well, my address is 111 Williams Street, apartment 2 in Geneva, New York.
Thank you for that. I've pulled up an account with that information. Allow me just a moment to go ahead and review this account so I can see what's been going on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, so I'm looking over the account. I do see this in regards to the Bites Hub meal planning app is what you had with this, ma'am. This was
no,
a fitness mobile app.
No, I absolutely don't need a meal planning app, sir. I'm a great cook. I wouldn't even think of buying that.
Okay, so this was a meal planning app. It helps focus on using everyday foods to boost the energy, cut out cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. This would have been created when you entered into a contest for a stand mixer. It would have been stated in terms and conditions that you would also have the ability to sign up for the meal planning app. Do you remember ever entering any type of contest for a stand mixer?
Absolutely not.
Like
I have two of them myself, so.
Okay, I do apologize, ma'am. So no one else in your household ever entered into a contest or created this account
alone
for the evil trainer?
No, I live alone.
Okay. So you're wanting to file this as fraud. Is that what I'm understanding, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you again. This file is fraud. Now, do you need to verify, is there currently a dispute?
Hello, what?
Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud, ma'am?
Yeah, because I want my $60 back,
I
you know.
I understand, ma'am. And just to verify, I need to know, is there a dispute with your bank for these charges?
I can make one. There's a fraud alert on my
I'm asking, have you filed a dispute as of right now?
I will. I can today.
So you have not as of yet?
No. No.
Okay.
I just...
Thank you for verifying that.
I'll
be more than happy to go ahead and get this file, this fraud, for you. Whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on this account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. The I'll also go ahead and verify the location of where this order took place, when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with filing this as fraud?
Yes, because I want my $60 back. I don't need a damn meal app plan, sir.
Okay, I'll get this filed as fraud. Please stand in line. I'll be working on the refund for the fraud claim.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm getting this filed as fraud and refunded for you.
Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm working on filing this as fraud. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm still here. I'm almost done with the refunds for your fraud claim. I finished filing as fraud.
Okay.
Hey, your account's been canceled out and file as fraud and refunded, ma'am. Are you ready for your refunds for the fraud claim, ma'am?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, dear.
Are you ready for your refunds for the fraud claim, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, your first refund amount is going to be for the charge that was billed on 5-1 for $59.89. That confirmation number is going to be 7-1-9-6-6-4-5. Okay. Your refund confirmation number again is going to be 71966411107. And that's for the first chart, the first refund amount. Your second one's going to be for the refund that was initially billed on 4/1 of 2022. You'll be getting back the full amount, $59.89. And that confirmation number is 71128. And it's going to be 158.
So I actually had two charges of $59.89, you're saying?
There were two charges. One was for May and one was for April, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
I refunded both of those and filed as fraud, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, but you've been great. Thank you. Now, they're going to be in my checking account today, correct?
Correct. It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. I want you to have a good day. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.